Evening all, you're listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Coming up on the show, going to be talking about Farage.
Oh yeah.
They've closed his bank accounts. Bit of climate change.
Oh yes, I love a bit of climate change, didn't you?
It's boiling.
Oh, I'm so hot.
It's raining outside. Couple of little stories. Declan Rice has finally gone to Arsenal.
Yes.
Shame, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, I think West Ham will be always, you know.
What?
When he comes to West Ham.
What do you mean?
Well, he'll always get around him, even though he's with the scum.
Yeah, but West Ham beat Tottenham yesterday.
Yeah, they did. So that the dancer just
won't hide. Everybody getting ready for their holidays. Oh, do you know what it's baking in Spain?
Oh, you don't want to go to Spain.
But you're scared, aren't
you? It's actually, the sun's out.
You're joking?
No.
I might go skiing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go skiing. Yeah.
Just in Bristol. It's going to snow in Bristol tomorrow. Yeah. It's climate change. What a nightmare. It's all coming up on the Bell and Sperling Show. Stay with us tonight.
Yes.
Also, Just Stop Oil, we're going to have a little talk about that.
Just Stop Oil, and they certainly got stopped.
They're getting stopped all over.
Oh, my goodness me.
Wrestling them to the ground.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Just Stop Oil. How about Just Stop Your Nonsense? Evening all, you're listening to the Bell and Sperling Show.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling.
Yes.
The two fellas that had those football hits, yeah.
Yes, two, hang on a minute.
What?
Let's get this right, because all the trolls said, oh, that Bell and Sperling, one-hit wonders. No.
That's right.
No.
No, two.
Two-hit wonders.
Could have had three if you...
If you don't mind.
Could have had three if you were still alive at the time.
Yeah, I was pretty much dead.
You became Ronnie Wood, didn't you?
I was Keith Richards.
You're Keith Richards.
I was the Living Dead.
Strangely enough, but we are back now and we are flying around the world because tomorrow, tonight.
No,
in fact,
tonight we're pre-recording this yesterday.
Oh, we really?
We are.
Okay.
I can't tell them because there's no way that we could get to Newport at 7 o'clock.
We have to leave here tonight and go to Newport to do GB News.
Yeah.
And
sing, no, you have to leave yesterday night.
And sing live on Nigel Farage's show.
Yes.
So if you do watch it, if you listen to this show and then at 7 o'clock, sort of switch over to GB News while you're listening to Phoenix.
Well, we're on about 10 to 8, aren't we?
We finish the show, don't we?
We close the show.
In fact, we finish a lot of things.
We do. We nearly finished our careers a few times. But it is, this one is particularly good this week.
It is good, yeah.
I think so. I mean, I'll say it myself, but...
It's probably one of the better ones that we've written. Yeah. If you've seen this, what we do, we normally write to the second hit we had with Golden Balls. We take what's happened in the news and we write a news song. That's over, right. Over Golden Balls.
Yeah, we talk about the week's news and... We don't go left, we don't go right, we just give the facts, make a little funny
We don't
song.
Go down the middle, though, do we?
We never go down the middle. Really? But what I'm saying is that it's just about the news.
Yeah.
And whatever's gone this week, whether it be the right wing or the left wing, we just take the mickey out of it.
But the fact
satire
is...
Satire, it's called, folks.
I think that that we never, whenever we sort of have a dig at the right, we never get any stick.
No, of course not.
From the left.
Dig at the left. Ooh.
Tiny little dig at the left, and we
get slaughtered.
Absolutely slaughtered.
I'll put that more into context.
Mm.
I get slaughtered.
You get slaughtered. Yeah.
The last one was how didn't know that Gammon could sing. That was a good one. They love this. What is this gammon thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Nigel Farage gets it quite a lot. And the fact is, we are associated. Now, the fact is, we are associated with him. But at the moment, we've still both got our bank accounts.
Well, this is what I was going to say to you.
Which I'm worried about.
Well, I'm with NatWest.
Oh.
And they own Coutts.
They do own Coutts, yeah. So, of which, but Nigel Farage's
account. I'm putting it out there, folks. If you want to take my fiver out the bank, you're quite welcome to.
Well, in saying that, I won't mention names, but I know a family, a very, very wealthy family, who own a string of, let's say, bookmakers.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
One of them had their account closed at the start of this year.
Really?
With NatWest.
Oh, okay.
Literally, here's a letter in the post, we are closing your account. Had that account since the age of 16.
Wow.
And I'm talking millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
Well, you know, he's worth a lot of money.
And, you know, the fact is, they've closed their account. Just purely, I don't know, it's to do with some form of association. It could be, you know, I mean, look, Nigel Farage is had a dossier sent to him from
40
Coutts.
40 pages.
Yeah.
40 pages.
Sort of saying, this is the reason why we're parting company with
you. They've actually been very naughty, Coutts, very naughty indeed, because a few weeks ago, they leaked it to the BBC. That the reason they told them that, I mean, you're not meant to discuss a client's personal account. And they said the reason that they've closed his account is because he didn't have enough funds in there. Mm. And it's turned out it's 48 dossier, whatever they've. It's not true. They've actually canned him because of his political views.
You wouldn't close an account. I think I had an account with some strange bank for years. And they asked me,
"Why were they trying?
Do you want to?" You know, it's just one of these. I can't remember the name of it. It was
quite online bank.
No. It was a posh bank. You got a really posh checkbook, and you got this folder and everything. And I had a little bit of money in there at the start.
Yeah.
But after about 5 years, there was probably like 30 quid in there. So what I'm saying is, I just left something in there to keep. And they did contact me and said, "Do you want to close this?"
Right.
They didn't just close it down and said, "You got no money in here.
Yeah,
there's no point in us dealing with you."
Yeah.
So I think that is a lie. I think they're lying.
I had a Barclays account.
You had a Barclays bank?
I didn't have a Barclays. I had a Barclays account.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said you had a Barclays bank.
I had a Barclays account. Right. And from the 80s. Yeah. And I had about 2 quid in it for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And they wrote to me about 25 and said, "Hey, listen, mate, we've had a look.
Yeah.
You've had 2 quid in here for 30 years.
It's turned into £2.30.
Yeah. Do you want it? Do you want it, or do you close it?" So I closed it.
Yeah.
But 30 years, it cost them 2 quid.
Cost them more to write to you with the stamp.
Yeah.
Here's one. While we're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Actually, this did happen to me. I'm just thinking about it.
Go on.
I got a mortgage when I was 18.
That's right. You did, didn't you?
And I had to do it in a joint name with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
She got joint tax relief. Right?
Yeah.
So I opened up this.
You was working in.
I was working in the city. So anyway,
the
girlfriend, her name was always on the account.
Right.
And I've kept that account for years with Nationwide.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah. So anyway, it's a quite funny one. Right? I won't mention her name.
No.
But I was with her a few years. Anyway, that account you had to certify about 4 years ago, and they phoned me up and said, you're both going to have to come in and sign. And there was about £3,000 in there at the time.
You still had it with her?
No, it didn't. But it was still in her name was still on there.
Oh, right? I see.
Anyway, so they said, I couldn't access the account. They said, "We've closed the account because you're not coming and signed." And I said, "Well, I've not seen her for 300 years.
Yeah.
Right? And they said, "Well, I'm sorry, you can't access the account without her signing it off."
Yeah.
And there was, like I said, it was about £3,000 in there. And I went, I can't let that go, right? So I had to go back. And strangely enough, the bloke she's with.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't like me.
No, he doesn't. Right. I know you're talking about.
Right. So I've had to really grovel, and I've said,
"Yeah."
Now she was a beautiful girl, and I said to her, "Could you go in and you know sign it off?" And then I said, "You have to take your passport." And she said, "Well, I haven't got a passport anymore."
Can I just go back a bit?
Go on.
I'm not getting one. Why was there? There was £3,000 in the account, but in this joint account.
It's a joint account. But what they're doing...
How is there still £3,000 in there?
Because I've been using it. I've been using the account.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't know her name was on the... on the document. Oh, do you know what I mean? Right. From like 30 years ago. I didn't know her name was
but
still...
But you'd still been using it.
I've still been using it for direct debits and blah, 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 blah.
But with but her name was...
Was on it, yeah. Oh, I just didn't know.
You didn't... Well, you didn't know her?
No, just... No. Oh. I didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
Because it was from years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was just wondering, when you split up with her, why didn't you close that account?
Well, she
didn't. It was in a joint...
She didn't even know I had an account. I had it in her name, in our name at the time. Well, she did. She did know
when I got the mortgage. Something, surely.
Yeah, but the mortgage was actually in my name.
Oh, I see. Right? It's a bit complicated for me, this.
It's a little bit, isn't it? Gone into it a bit here, haven't we?
It's a bit complicated.
Anyway, the crux of the story is, she said, I've got no passport.
Right.
So I can't go in there. Yeah. She's eventually gone in with her friend.
Yeah.
She's had a row with the girls that I know in the bank.
Yeah.
Right. And said, and they've said, oh, she was really, really. So I've gone in and I said, was it all right? She signed it off. They went, that could not have been your ex-girlfriend. I said, why? She said, well, she's coming here. She's had a row with her. She was horrible. She was terrible. And then she sent me a message saying she had a parking ticket. So I paid for that.
No.
But I did say, look, I'll give you some money for going and doing it. And, you know, listen, it was nice of her to go and do it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah, but getting to the point.
Go on.
What I'm saying is, getting to the point is stuff like that. They can close your account down.
Yeah,
and I mean, how about if I couldn't get in touch with her?
No, yeah.
What do I do then?
It's weird.
It's $3,000 gone.
So that would have meant that you wouldn't have had access to $3,000.
Exactly. And they've got it, and they're doing it. I'm telling you, they're doing it across the board.
Now,
and this is why Farage has said, well, even the person I'm talking about, the people that we said earlier, very wealthy, they gave her 4 weeks to move everything out of her account.
Well, they gave him a few months, didn't they? They gave him a few months, yeah.
But it's wrong, isn't it?
Well, of course it's wrong.
I mean, why?
Absolutely wrong.
I mean, it can if that can happen to him, it can happen to, you know, and he's got a few quid, Nigel.
Oh, 100% he's got a few quid, yeah.
You know? With the after dinner speaking, he's come out of the city, he's owned a few businesses. You don't go into this without, you know, a bit of background behind
he's
you.
He's got a few
you know?
Quid,
yeah. And so, I mean, it's mad. Also, I want to talk, we play a song, but also I want to talk about cash. Not my son, but...
your son's cash.
But
they've got a thing, don't kill cash.
Don't kill cash, which I don't like.
It sounds horrible for you,
Sounds called cash. But this is going along those lines, right? Now, if Nigel had all his accounts closed, what does he do?
Does he swap
magic beans or something?
As he said, he's a non-person without a bank account.
But how do you live? How do you...
Well, you can't. This is where we're going.
It's like you go to market with magic beans and buy a...
Yeah.
Swap them for a cow.
It's getting like George Orwell's 1984 more every day.
It is a bit. I wanted to play this one, John. This was the only one I've chose today.
Oh, is it? Have I chose the rest?
You chose all the rest.
Oh, okay. Go on,
so let's have a bit of this. Here we go.
Go on. Cash is gone.
What am I gonna pay for? I mean, seriously. Oh, lovely song, but
it's gone.
What do you do if you've got no cash in your pocket? That is a great thing, by the way. A few people said, you know, you pay with Apple Pay, you pay with your phone, you pay with your credit card.
Yeah.
What about your batteries run out?
Well, absolutely.
Have you had that?
It's happened to me a lot.
Yeah.
It's happened to me quite a bit. Where I've got no service. If you've got no service, if you've got no service, you can't get into your apps. I mean, that's it. You're done, aren't you? There's many a time when I've gone to pay with my phone, haven't got the cash card.
So what do you do? I mean, I'm trying to think out loud, right? You're there. You're going to pay for something. You've already bought it. What I'm saying is, if, for instance, fuel. You filled up your car with petrol.
Yes.
You go in, you go, oh, my phone's gone, right? Yeah. What do you do? Take your trousers off? Say, I have my trousers. Here's my shirt.
Well, I remember.
Take my shoes.
I remember once when that happened to me when I went to pay for it.
You took your clothes off.
Took my trousers off.
Yeah.
And they didn't want them, so I took my pants off.
threw them
right at them.
And walked out.
Yep. And I hadn't changed them for 3 days. They weren't very happy, I tell you.
They went, come back here, you can have this cream egg back. Oh, didn't know you stole a cream egg.
Oh dear.
Sorry about that. If you're eating
your dinner.
It's a true story. No, it's a true situation.
What happened? Hang on, I didn't finish.
Go on.
So no, I didn't throw my trousers and my pants out. But they said, oh, my phone's. I haven't got. They said you can charge it here.
Oh yeah,
in the shop.
Yeah.
So I charged it there.
Yeah, but you got to stand around for 10 minutes.
I'll tell you where that was. That was in We were in Liverpool. No, not Liverpool. Newcastle.
Yeah.
We stayed overnight. Mm. And in the morning, my phone had run out. And I went to the shop. It was 7 in the morning. And I got the guys, and I bought a charger, funny enough, but my phone had run out.
Yeah.
And I did, so he charged it up for me.
Well, there you go.
On the charger that I bought.
But what I'm saying is, you weren't in need, was you? You weren't in...
No, it was, you know, well...
Okay, well, here's another thing.
I needed my phone.
I came out of a friend to see a friend of ours gig in the West End.
Yeah.
And we ended up in a bar, and I come out, went to get a taxi with me phone.
Yes.
And it's got 1% left. Right? And I can see...
You're needing an Uber, right?
Yeah. Right. I don't want to say that, because black taxi drivers around here, they don't like to say Uber. Okay.
Yeah, I know they don't, but...
Well, they don't.
Well, what do you do when you... I mean,
I don't say it, like you just did.
Oh, okay.
Right, so you've ruined it.
I'll go back on myself.
Yeah, so I booked this taxi.
Yeah.
Right? It's a black taxi.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it's on its route to me.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, my battery's going to die. So I've cancelled it.
Yeah.
Then my phone does die. Mm. And I think, do you know what? I'll just get the train. I will go into the bar and I say, I've just spent about 90 quid in there having two drinks, right? it's terrible. It was disgusting.
I remember you telling me, yeah.
And it was all down. You know what happened? I went in the 100.
That's right.
Wardour Street,
yeah. That's right. And you went to go upstairs.
Yeah,
right?
No, yeah, yeah. I went to get two drinks.
That's right.
I said, can I have two vodka lemonades for me and took wife?
Yeah.
I took Took Wife with me.
And he said, that's 70 quid, please.
Well, no, first of all, they said, oh, you have to come in here, and said, it's 15 quid each. And I went, what do you mean 15 quid each?
Ridiculous.
You're all in competition here with bars. What are you charging people with? I went, yeah, go on. There you go. So I've done 30 quid. And he stamps me hand like a 9-year-old at a disco.
I hate that. Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a stamp on my hand now. I've got like my best watch on and my best jacket.
And a stamp.
And a stamp on my hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At a tea party.
Yeah.
Like jelly and ice cream.
Junior best disco.
Yeah. So I said, okay, here we go. I've just done 30. So I go over to the bar and I say, two vodka lemonades, please.
Yeah.
So pause them out. 15 quid each. Right, seriously.
It's incredible.
So I've done 30 quid. So anyway, I go, it's not very busy up here, is it? I go downstairs. I did a gig downstairs years and years ago.
Yeah,
well, I jumped up with a band and I thought...
It's about the 100 Club. Yeah, I played the 100 Club.
Oh, is it 100 Wardour Street? 100
Wardour Street. Yeah, it's 100 Club, yeah, which I played. Yeah. No, anyway, 100 Club, 100
different,
Oxford
different.
Street.
Yeah, it's different, yeah. So I've said, we go downstairs. He's quite good downstairs. There's a DJ and everything. So we go to go downstairs and the bloke went, hang on a minute, mate. So he went...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He went, you can't take glass downstairs. I said, what do you mean?
Mm.
He said, yeah, no, you're not allowed the glass downstairs. I said,
why upstairs, not downstairs?
I've just done 30 quid, right? So I went, what do I do then? He went, oh, we'll have to pour them into plastic cups for you. So I went, okay, okay. So I go over to the bar, put these in plastic for me, please. He literally troughs them in, right?
with
the ice and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm back to an 8-year-old, right? So me and Took Wife go downstairs,
yeah,
right, with the plastic.
Now you're a bit annoyed.
Right, I'm annoyed.
Semi annoyed.
Right, and I get downstairs,
yeah,
and it's also not that busy, but it's better downstairs,
Yeah,
it's better, but it's the DJ's playing loud. So literally, we drink that drink within about 4 minutes. It's gone, right? Because it's full of ice.
15 quid worth.
30 quid.
30 quid worth gone.
So I said, should we get another one? She said, well, yeah. I said, look, yeah, I'll get another one. We go back upstairs. So I order another two, right? So I've done another 30 quid. So I'm now 90 quid. Right?
You've ordered them in plastic.
I've ordered them in plastic.
Yeah.
And I said, come on in. We go back upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get halfway up the staircase.
Yeah.
The answer was, hang on a minute, mate. You can't go up there with them. I swear on my
life. It's incredible. You're not allowed plastic up there?
I said, what are you talking about? He said, you can't take plastic upstairs. I said...
What's the reason?
I mean, I'm getting
now. You're getting annoyed.
I'm getting the. I'm telling
Talking
you.
About it, yeah.
I'm getting the. I'm telling you. And I said, "Are you? I can't even get me words out.
What are the reasons for it?"
Him. So I said, "Listen, hang on a minute, mate. Listen," I said. I've bought two vodkas. They've put them in glass. They said, you can't come downstairs with glass. You've got to put them in plastic. I've tipped them in the plastic.
Can't go upstairs with plastic.
I've come downstairs. I've watched the DJ. He's rubbish. I said, I've bought two more drinks. You can't take plastic upstairs. I said, what's going on here? Right?
What was his reply?
He said, Listen, that's the worst Mike Reid impression I've ever
heard. I knew what it was. Okay.
So he said, I said, get the manager. He went, no, mate, you just got... I said, get the manager. Yeah. I've done 90 quid in cold blood here.
Yeah.
I said, and
Gone upstairs from plastic cuffs, downstairs.
Exactly, right? So he said, I'll get the manager. So we go upstairs.
Yeah.
With the plastic, by the way. I'm staying there, and this manager comes over. Mm. I tell him the story, and he said, I know.
Oh.
And I went, what do you mean, you know?
You know.
I said, who come up with this plan?
Yeah.
The glass... I've got to go plastic downstairs, but plastic is not allowed.
I said, upstairs.
Go on, just tell me. What
where's the... Yeah.
What's the health and safety here?
Yeah.
Where's the... You know.
Yeah.
I said, this is not a climbing frame. I'm not on a roundabout or a seesaw over the park.
No.
I know I'm being treated like an 8-year-old, but who come up with this plan? Yeah. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Mayor Khan.
Oh, yes.
Then it all made sense.
Yeah.
All made sense.
Well, he's come up with that.
Health and safety. His people have come in and said, these are the rules. That's not allowed there. Jeez. That's not allowed there. Fire exit over there. And it's all down to that
man,
violoid.
He's a violoid.
Disgustoid.
He's a horrible little man, isn't he?
Detest him.
It's like, I remember you telling me that story about the COVID rules. We're just so all over the place.
Yeah.
When you look back, when you think back now, it's sinister.
Yeah.
What was going on?
We're just making it up as you go along. And so is Khan. Khan is making... It's just been put in front of the commission, and they've said...
Mm.
You said that the poorest people in London, 10% of the poorest people in London don't drive cars. Mm. Where did you get this data from?
Yeah.
And he said, are you saying that 10% of the poorest people in London have cars?
Yeah.
And the bloke said, no, I'm not saying anything. I'm repeating what you said,
yeah,
and I want to know where you got the data from.
Yeah, well, they don't tell you where they get the data.
No, because he just makes it up.
They make it up. They don't live on facts. I want to do a program called Bell and Sperling, Just the Facts.
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
Okay.
Just the facts.
Mm.
I want the facts. I don't want what you're predicting
for next
year.
But the other thing, John, is where do the facts come from? I'm not being funny. I could go out in the street now. I could go out in Brentwood and ask three people.
Yeah.
How hot do you think it is? And I could come back in here and I go, 80%.
Depends.
60%.
I like these polls 60%. As well. 60%. And all these polls, who do they ask? Yeah. You don't even know what. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. And
I mean, really true. I don't like it when GB News and all the other outlets, when they do their polls. And ITV do it, and they all do it.
Because it's what?
It's like.
Yeah, it's in their favour.
But also, when they say, please ring in. And did he think this or that? Well, we all know that on GB News, there is a certain amount of people that watch it. We know that
which
the
way
left
they're going to go.
Watch it.
Yeah,
we know which way they're going to go.
But the only thing I would
say with
GB News, John, is that they give balance.
No, I love GB News.
They give balance on the panel.
It is balanced.
So they will have a left of centre person arguing.
Always.
Whereas the BBC and ITV, I don't think, do.
No. They just have the one.
They're just everything's by the book.
I mean, the climate change thing at the moment, I mean, they don't know what to scare us with next.
Well, let's play one song and then come back with a bit of climate change.
Go on, let's do it.
Because, are you cold today?
Van the Man.
Well, you said it's quite a summary song.
It is quite a summary. It's from a film called As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson, and he gets in the car, and this is one of the tracks, and he plays it, and it's an open roof, open top.
But you don't want anyone to feel like it's a summer's day.
I don't know, I was going to say, it might. Yeah. In fact, we should put a warning at the beginning.
Do the warning. Do the warning now.
This song might cause you to be very hot.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit, then I must remember there'll be days like this. Playing tricks when you don't have no freeloaders out to get their kicks. Well, that's nobody's business the way that you want to live. I just have to remember there'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. When people understand what I mean, there'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes of how everything is, well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
It's funny, really, because Rod Stewart sort of talked about Van Morrison, and I remember Rod going on to do one of his tracks and saying, "Here's a great song by Van Morrison. He's a bit miserable, if I'm honest."
Said that?
Rod Stewart said, "He's a bit miserable, if I'm honest." But wait, you burnt yourself with the tea. With
sorry.
The
coffee. I just went to make the coffee.
Oh dear.
That's it.
Yeah, it's it. Oh,
run out of sugar. Go on.
Third degree burns. No, he said he was miserable.
What are you talking about?
Rod Stewart said about Van Morrison, said he was miserable.
Well, we can see that.
He's a lovely bloke. He said, but he's miserable.
Yeah, he does look miserable.
I found it quite funny.
Yeah, he does look a bit miserable.
Listen, I just wanted to go back over the old sort of, not so much the climate change. Well, no, let's talk about the climate change because, like we just said, we are being scared to our wits, aren't we? People going, oh my God, down in Spain. I mean, okay, hang look, you've been going to Murcia a little bit lately,
yes,
haven't you? Doing a bit of recording.
Yes.
And it's always hot.
Always hot. Murcia's the hottest part of Spain.
Well, I was in Seville last year.
And Seville's really hot.
Which is, I don't know why Seville is hot, but it gets the thermals.
And Barcelona gets really
hot. Gets the thermals, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Gets the thermals,
right? So I was in Seville last year for the European final, the Europa final, which West Ham didn't actually get to, but I'd already booked the ticket, so we went there. And it hit 40 degrees while I was there. Mm. No one was jumping up and down about it, because they said, it's always hot here.
Yeah. It hit 42 last August in Murcia when I was there.
Well, it's 42
with
today.
With you.
It's 42
today. Yeah, it hit 42 last year. You know, that's 110 Fahrenheit, which is hot.
But I remember going to Murcia.
Murcia.
Right?
Murcia.
Quite a few years ago, maybe 10 years.
We went there a few times.
We did some gigs out there, didn't we?
Yeah. We did the manga.
But we did them in November.
That's right.
November. But I remember going out to look at a property out there 20-odd years ago.
Yeah, I thought I remember
and
you doing it.
And it's late. It was late 30s then anyway.
Yeah. It's the hottest part of Spain.
Yeah.
But now you have a look at Marbella. I don't know, I'll get it up now for you.
Marbella's about, what, 30 today?
Marbella is always about, in July, well, it's July, right? So Marbella is, hold on.
Can you believe there it is. My son was there last week. Cash went there last week.
So today's 91, perfectly normal.
Yeah.
For July. 91 tomorrow, Friday 85, Saturday 82.
Oh, here he comes, John Ketley.
Sunday 82, not Monday, Michael next Fish. Monday, 88, 85, oh 86.
All right.
86 and 85. Now, that is normal.
Right.
They're all about 27, let's, 28.
Let's go to last month in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, specifically London and Essex.
Yeah.
June was, they said, the hottest June across all the days, not one specific day, but the driest and warmest and sunniest. Nice, beautiful one.
Lovely, that's right? What we want.
Okay. That on record. What about now? What's happened to July?
What happened? What happened to July?
It's rubbish, isn't it?
I told you this morning, they came on the BBC and said, last year, they didn't come up, they didn't say, today is going to be such and such. They went, this time last year, it was 40.
That's right, we hit 40, didn't we?
We hit 40 on this day last year. Yeah. Well, what happened then?
What's happened to it? It's got, oh, so climate change, it's got better, colder.
It's got colder.
Yeah.
So what happened? What are you saying?
But June was good.
Yeah.
See, we call it good. Right?
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg calls it bad.
Oh, yeah. I remember years ago, and I'm going back.
And by the way, I can hear the eco people, I can hear the lefties all sort of going, you're disgusting.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You're idiots. Oof. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's a good job no one listens to this show, otherwise we would get really, really, really slaughtered.
But no one believes you either. Because nobody can prove it, because throughout my lifetime, I remember in 1976, was it 76 or 77?
76.
The drought.
Yeah.
The hottest time ever.
It was great.
Well, my mum and dad said we hadn't seen anything like this. And I haven't seen anything like it since.
No, not quite. We did have a really good summer a few years ago. I think about a year before COVID, so that was about 2019.
Yeah.
We had a really good summer where it was, you know, it was sunny every day. Do you remember? For about 2 months.
Oh, no. I'll tell you when it was. I'll tell you when it was a bit stretched. When COVID started.
When COVID started, yeah. Right. We had a really good summer then.
April, May, June.
That's right.
Was incredible.
Yeah, no one could go out.
No. Well, you couldn't go out anywhere, but I had a builder there, didn't I?
That's right.
Building the house and stuff. Mm. And it was baking. Every morning we'd get up and it was like being abroad.
But you're being told you couldn't go out.
Couldn't go anywhere. By the way, the builder's good.
Ah, the builder's good.
The builder's could turn up. Yeah, right. Okay.
It was all hypocrisy. It really was.
They could turn up. They still went.
Yeah, of course they could. Yeah.
And all the builders picked up the self-employed payments.
Yeah.
Right. Because maybe some of them were getting a bit of cash in their hand.
No, don't. You can't say that.
Which is not allowed anymore.
No, you mustn't do that.
I mean, what's going to happen when? I mean,
how many gigs did we used to do? Where it was nice one in the back pocket. There.
Is it
a long one?
Tuck that in your pocket.
Tuck that in here.
I know what you want.
And when we used to do a gigs and
ice cream.
We were doing it for someone who was very rich, and they'd go, "Look, do it over our boys. I'll slip you another bottle.
Yeah,
£200.
Another. Yeah.
And
another bottle of beer.
Another bottle. Handsome. Lovely. Yeah. Stick it in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Well, can't do that anymore.
Very rare now.
Very rare.
Very rare. Very rare that
you
anyone...
do more. You do a lot more gigs than me. What? How do they pay now?
What's the main payment? The maddest thing that you just said, right?
It was always. Cash,
I think I can say this. I think I can say this, Mike.
No one's listening.
The gig was actually paid by invoice and transfer, but we did a gig.
Is that quite common?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, is it? No.
But a couple of weeks ago, did a gig, and I would say this is the last person.
Yeah.
The last bit. Now, we've done a lot of people, rich houses, big houses.
Yeah, in our day. Yeah.
And I didn't know, you know, people that we know, and I didn't particularly know these people, and they're really, really lovely people.
Yeah.
We've done the thing. Yeah. And at the end of the night, he came over and said, "Oh, listen, there's a drink for you." And he put it in my hand, right? Okay. And I put it in my pocket. I said, "No, you don't need to." He said, No. He said, "You've made the party." Mm. And then the sax player came over and said, "He's given me some money."
Oh, I know you too.
I said, "Well, he's given you."
He's lovely.
Right, yeah, he's Italian, right? I don't know what that.
No, he's Spanish.
He's half Italian, half Spanish.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's a lovely boy, yeah.
Yeah, he's confusing. And he was born in Argentina, by the way.
Was he really? Yeah, what a strange man.
Yeah, he's proper
master. He's a fantastic sax player.
Good player.
Yeah, very good.
And then the guitarist come over, who we know.
Our mate.
And he said, by the way, Bell, like...
Oh, he'll give you all.
He's given me...
That's unusual.
He's given me a drink. And wow. I said... Oh, okay, great. Well, you're all sorted then, because I was going to sort the drink out of
what you got.
I go to the garage to get some petrol on the way home.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, oh, wait a minute. I'll use the cash.
A bit of bounce.
Pulled it out. £200.
Lovely.
Don't get drinks like that anymore, do
you? No. Oh, what a lovely touch. Yeah.
They got a tenner.
Do you think they all got £200 each?
No, they got a oneer each.
But you got the little... You're working hard.
I'd lost a stone that night working that gig.
He does work hard, folks. Yeah. I'll give him that.
I worked my trumpet off.
Sometimes, if I'm doing... Because I do the rare gig with you now.
Hmm.
But I look round and you're... It is amazing how hard you work.
It is, yeah.
I can't be bothered, but you really do.
This Saturday night, we did a big charity event, and I've worked the hardest I've ever worked, and I had to host the auction. And hosting the auction is a lot of talking, as you know, 25
minutes.
And I raised 81 grand.
Very good.
81.
Yeah. 81
But for a very good cause, with Love Emma, it's called. It's, sadly died of cancer last year. It was quite an amazing evening. But going back to the cash situation, nobody really has... much money on him. I mean, when do you see people drawing money out of the wall?
Well, you know, it's funny thing is, see, it because if you go to the big Tesco's in Gallows Corner, they used to have six cash machines in a row.
Mm.
You used to go get to that. Now there's two.
Yeah.
Now there's two.
By the way, you've got, haven't you got a Revolut? You've got a Revolut or you've got a Monzo, haven't you?
Monzo account.
Yeah.
I've got a Monzo. Yeah. I don't use it really, but I've got it.
But the
they're close. They're chucking people off.
Well, the Revolut and the Starling ones, you don't. If you're abroad, you don't get any charges. You get it at the rate. The only trouble is, I did look up. You can't pay any cash into those accounts.
Into Monzo, no.
No.
Yes, you can.
Into that one, but don't, you can't with Revolut or Starling.
In Monzo, what you can go into a. The good thing about Monzo is they charge you a pound to do it, but you can go into a sweet shop, and. Give them £100 or whatever you've got.
Yeah.
And they charge you a pound and they can do it.
What, give you the cash?
They don't give you the cash. They put it in your bank. Put it in your Monzo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to the sweet shop. That's a good thing about it.
Oh.
And you give them the cash.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
They give them the cash.
Give them the other way
charge you a pound.
Yeah.
And it's in your bank.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Which I'm going to have to use a little bit more now because they're closing all the NatWest things down.
Yeah.
And if anyone does give me cash, I can't go and put it in the bank.
No, you're right.
Have a song?
Should we have a George Michael song?
Yeah, I love this song. This is a great. What this is one of my favourites.
I like George Michael.
Yeah, I like him.
I like him.
I like him.
By the way, I watched the Wham.
Brilliant.
It is brilliant, and it's brilliant.
But
I absolutely love it.
It's a but.
And I'll tell you, there is a but coming from me, because you know I'm a massive Wham Georgie fan.
Mm.
I was expecting more detail.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was a lot of detail there.
Yeah, but I want to know stories. I want to know, like, for instance, I was at the Wham final gig, and it just breezes over it. It doesn't tell you that Haircut 100 and Gary Glitter were
Gary Glitter was there.
I know,
are they?
But why not?
No, I know, I agree, why not? But they're not going to, are they?
And they don't tell you that Simon Le Bon ran on at the end and did I'm Your Man with him. They don't tell you that Elton...
Maybe they should do a whole documentary on that Wham final.
Well, just, I want to hear stories.
Because they should show the gig. It has been filmed, we talked about this, but they never shown it.
I think what's good about it is that you got narration from George Michael.
Yeah. Before he died.
Before he died, so... Yeah, because that would have been difficult, wouldn't it? George?
Can you just wake up, Annette, to do this documentary?
George! What was it like being in Wham? Hey?
George! Spin the wheel. Everybody takes their chances these days. Oh yeah, we're standing in the rain.
Georgie, yeah. Beautiful song.
That is a great song. I mean, it still sounds so good. His productions were very good.
We were just talking about my former manager. Well, yeah. He sort of managed us as well.
No, he was our former colleague.
Yeah.
In fact, when we first started Ben and Spurling, he was the...
He was with us, yeah.
He was with us, yeah. Yeah, he was a very funny man.
Well, doing the sound, doing the tracks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you were just talking about him because he keeps phoning me up. He's a bit older now.
Phoning me up as well.
Yeah, and he keeps phoning us both up, and he's pushing. He's late 60s now.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to get back into it,
and he wants to get back in the music business. Yeah. And he keeps phoning. And he went, listen. Give me 5 minutes of your time. Give me 5 minutes of your time. And I said, okay, I'm just busy at the moment. I said, phone me back.
Yeah,
well, it's gone on for about 2 weeks. And he said, I've got an idea. I just want 5 minutes of your time. 5 minutes of your time. Got an idea. And he said, listen, it will go mental.
And you're waiting for it, aren't you?
And I said, okay. Yeah. I said, well, look, let's have a chat tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he said, right, make sure you spare 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next day, I was just about to play golf.
Right.
And the phone rang.
And there said, it always in up-tune moment.
Yeah.
So he rings.
I said to the others, I said, I've got to take this call.
Cool.
I said, because he's phoned 7 times. I said, he's got some big deal. He's got some great idea.
Yes.
And I was standing there, and I said, hello, mate. And he said, right, you're right. And I said, yeah, go on. And he went, now listen, this is the idea. Bell and Spurling, yeah? Eurovision Song Contest.
Like
a new concept that nobody had ever thought about.
And I'm like, and then he says the song. It's an old song of yours.
One of mine.
From 30 years ago, nearly.
I wrote it when I was signed to Mickey Mouse. 34 years ago.
Yeah. So 34 years, right? And he's picked one. He picked a song. And
you can say the name of it.
The song, okay, folks. The song is called Kiss Me From Behind. Mm. Now...
It's a funky song,
and it's a tongue-in-cheek title, if you pardon the expression.
It's a great line.
And it's a tongue-in-cheek, and But I can't imagine them. And now here's Bell and Sperling. He's kissed me from behind. I can't imagine it.
But that's how mad he is.
He's mad.
Don't you find,
yeah,
as you're getting older, people that you...
Things are dropping off.
No. Things are dropping off. Things are falling down. Yeah. Things are hanging down.
Oh, yeah.
But people are... People that you just thought were very clued up in it, say the silliest things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think
or do the silliest things.
Well, I found that people of our age group that used to be kind of savvy have now got a bit...
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Pothouse.
They used to be cool. And
cool.
And I'm not saying this about him because he's fantastic and he's
been part of life. He's the best.
We've had some of the best times. I'm just talking about in general people that you respected in business that, you know, that are very wealthy and whatever. Just do some stupid things.
I do.
Or wear some strange clothes or just... And they come out and you go, what's happened to him?
Yeah. It's weird.
I mean, is that going to happen to us? I mean...
Well, hang on.
Well, you don't even know what clothes you wear anyway.
I don't know. I've never been one for that. Well, I think you're right. With some people, I don't know what happens to them. Do you? It's definitely like a midlife kind of thing going. I mean, we're past midlife now, aren't we?
And then I look at... I mean, I was very fortunate to go away with Iron Maiden last week.
Yeah.
On their tour. And I look at that. And we played a football match in Amsterdam and Eindhoven.
Yeah.
And Stevie Harris...
Yeah.
Who's the bass player, who's the main guy in Iron Maiden, okay? He writes all the songs.
Yeah.
We played at West Ham's training ground.
How old is he now, Stevie?
67.
Is he really?
Played How about this? I'm going to tell you something. If anyone wants to look on my Instagram and see Steve's goal. Steve got two goals.
67?
And we are playing against 30-year-olds.
No.
I'm telling you now. He got a free kick with his left...
I didn't realise that he still played. I just thought...
You're joking.
Iron Maiden football team, as in they represent Iron Maiden.
Well, I played 70 minutes and I came off and afterwards he said...
You did well,
didn't you? Yeah, I'd been in Amsterdam all night. Night before.
Yeah.
Got in at 5.
Say no more.
It's terrible. I was in a terrible state. Walked out on the pitch. The tour bus picked us up, took us to Eindhoven. Oh. Walked out on the pitch and he went, look at the state of you. Just Stevie Harris.
Really?
And he said, what time did you get in? I went, 1. And he went, I heard you got in later. And he went, are you all right to play centre midfield? And I went, maybe. And it was so difficult.
Was it? Yeah, I bet it was.
And it was warm as well. It was climate change, wasn't it?
It was climate change.
That's what's happened. Mm. But he was saying afterwards, he's never ever brought himself off of the pitch, right?
Yeah.
He plays 90 minutes.
Yeah. It's incredible.
He got two great goals.
Wow.
At 67. We drew 4 all. And then he played in Barcelona last night. They played a football match. Like I come home, but to do this.
To do this?
To this show.
Yeah, to our two listeners.
Incredible, wasn't it?
My mum and your wife.
Let's just play a little bit of music before we wrap up and talk about some of the stuff that we was... A bit of Stevie?
Oh, a bit of Stevie. Yeah, if you're not dancing, you'll be dancing.
I love dancing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
I was dancing in Amsterdam the other night.
Oh, I bet he was. Yeah, you used to.
But the people. You've seen those people that sit in the windows?
I've no idea what they're doing there.
No.
I've never...
I was shouting out to them, what are you doing?
What are you doing there in the window?
So you want to put some clothes on. Climate change.
What?
Stevie. Get involved. Here he goes, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
He's good, isn't he?
He's not bad.
Yeah. Knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
I'll tell you what, to George Michael's credit, of course, there aren't many people that do a Stevie Wonder cover and Stevie Wonder endorses it like he did George Michael.
And sometimes I thought George...
Oh, don't know. Definitely. As was better.
Mm.
He bettered it.
There's a few songs like that. You know, Prince used to do some mad songs and other people would cover them and make them more tuneful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's true. Just a little bit more easy.
George Michael has such a silky, beautiful voice.
Yeah, he did.
A beautiful voice. Anyway. Yeah.
It's been a wonderful show. Straight after this, we will be on Nigel Farage's show.
Yeah, we're on around 7:45.
On
so
GB News.
GB
and
News.
A lot of people still say to you, you know, where is it on Sky? Go to your news channel, flick down about eight channels on the news. And,
or if you've got one of the, if you've got Sky, Sky Go, whatever it is, I can't remember what it's called, Sky, just press your blue button.
Don't worry about
it. And go GB News, and it comes in.
You've been listening to Bell and Sperling.
With him, Martin Bell.
And him, Johnny Sperling. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Ta-ra.
Good night, God bless.